What's up, beauties? You're tuning in to the Clean Beauty Podcast, hosted by celebrity makeup artist Cassandra McClure. You may have attended one of her Clean Beauty conferences or subscribed to the Clean Beauty Kit, her lifestyle subscription box. However you got here, welcome. Join us each week to learn about all things clean beauty. Let us know where you're listening from by tagging at Clean Beauty Podcast. Check us out anytime at cleanbeautypodcast.com to learn more.
Hey guys, I'm so excited to be recording another episode of the podcast. And I have a very special guest here today, Christy Kerner. She is the founder of My Little Mascara Club. It's a really cool brand. It's a great product and it's super clean. And I can't wait to talk to her about what inspired her, how she got to where she is. So this is going to be business as well as clean beauty. And I'm just super, super excited. We're already partnering on a couple different things. And I have to just say, like, it's been such a natural flow working with Christy. She actually sent me product. We had connected on a call, talked, and then we have an event coming up with InnerSense Organic Beauty, and we're actually partnering and gifting the girls all mascaras and doing a little promo for that event. And I'm just like, it's just so cool to be working with this brand and another amazing women in the clean beauty space. And the mascara actually stays on. So from my professional standpoint, it works really well. It comes off really well. I love the little rounds that they actually give you to remove the makeup, like little eraser pads, instead of using something cotton, which can get, you know, the fibers stuck into your lashes. And so I'm really excited. Hi, Christy.
Well, thank you. That's such a great intro. And I mean, to be fair, I'm a little bit of a fangirl of yours too. I mean, just your little email sign off till all beauty is clean, like very close to my heart. So I'm excited to be working with you and to be here chatting too. So
yeah, that stems from Lynn Power. She is one of my mentors, and we came up with that tagline for Clean Beauty Con, but I loved it and so many people love it that it's become a part of just my entire mission. Because when I started the podcast, it was banned 1500, and now a lot of companies have banned, you know, these 1500, and we actually, and fragrance was my big thing. And now in California, they just passed the Fragrance and Flavor Right to Know Act. And so for me, that's huge because California is leading the way, and we're getting, you know, past that whole fragrance thing. And so but I just love you. You've already been on NBC. Like, how was that?
You know, I don't know. It's kind of fun. Like I get a kick out of, I don't know, all kinds of press and news things. I think that they're just fun because to me, there's just something zen about it for me. I just feel like everyone in the audience is just a best friend, a potential best friend, right? And so I just get really authentically excited to chat with people about our products and about our mission and about all the things that we're doing to try and help women feel better about themselves in life. Like, mascara is something that, let's be honest, like, is a critical tool for confidence from the outside in. At least for me, it has been. I mean, I've been wearing it for over 30 years and maybe missed 30 days in that time. Like, I don't go anywhere without my mascara. I'm a blonde, so that's that. But my mission is all about helping women build confidence from the inside out as well. And so this company is like a playground for me, and I just never get tired of talking about all the things.
Yeah. And an interesting point that you kind of brought up is that you are really interactive with your audience, and it's like you said, a party over on TikTok. And so you created this real community and sense of getting together, feeling beautiful, and all of that. So tell us about what inspired that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, first of all, I will say this. Like, I had kind of an atypical upbringing. It involved like a cult and a brain tumor and all kinds of extra traumatic situations. And so I've just, over the years, I had to spend a lot of time kind of trying to center myself and trying to understand, I'll just say, like, principles of emotional intelligence, for lack of a simpler way to put it, so that I could create what I like to refer to as peace between my ears. And the thing is, I really understand, like, I am every bit the, like, everyday woman that a lot of other women are out there. And so I have my good days and my bad days, and I have days that, like, my hormones are raging and things are crazy, or my you know, things are just, life is life. And I have so much compassion for all of us as we go through that, that to me, getting a chance to help other women have happier days that can add up to be a happier life is just something that I care about deeply. And so it, the way that that comes, like, is connected to our brand, for me, it's like, you know, for us, I like to describe our products as like Nordstrom's level products with Target level pricing, because I'm all about making sure that we have incredible quality, incredible products that perform well, that are ultra clean, that are like just really, really well done products, right? But I don't want like only the rich people to be able to access them. I want them to be a part of everyday women's lives all across America, because that's really where we need to go. And I'll be honest, like in the cosmetics industry, there's really no reason in my eyes that people should do it any other way, because the margins are strong enough that I can build a business that can sustain itself while doing that. And so, so all that to say that, again, my heart is with the everyday woman. And so even though I am hyper-focused on, you know, a premium experience and premium products, you'll never see us be elitist. You'll never see us be like, you know, standoffish in any way. We just want to give everybody a hug and pull them into our community and hang out together as women that cheer each other on to be happier and stronger and more confident in this world. So I think that it's kind of that vibe and all of the things that we do behind that, that really help create this sense of community that we have with our customers and, you know, cool people like you. So
yeah, absolutely. I think that we all know why a mascara is sometimes $50, right? And it's the company charging that price because of the name brand and the profit that they would like. Right. And so that makes
sense.
And that's
cool.
So let's talk about the what clean means to you and the difference between the clean mascara that you have versus some of the other clean mascaras out there.
Sure. Yeah. So here's the thing. Like, I mean, clean is one of those unregulated words, right? And so it was really important to me that there be some sustenance behind the way that we use clean. And so when I looked around and tried to think of, okay, if we're creating a brand new mascara, like we spent a couple of years working with really smart cosmetic scientists to develop this thing. But in doing it, I wanted to find a way to make it concrete. And so for me, I feel like Whole Foods is someone that has invested a lot in really describing and defining and putting clear parameters around what it means to be each of those words, whether it's clean or organic or anything. And even the fact that their beauty standards, they call beyond clean beauty. Like they're like, okay, we're setting this bar high, you guys, right? So to me, I thought, all right, that's going to be my benchmark. I am going to not quit until I can create a mascara that exceeds that level of clean and get that out in the world. And so that was our kind of North Star as we were developing it. And fortunately, like it's not only our mascara, but all of the accessory products, everything in our company meets or exceeds that standard. And I gotta say, I'm so excited because just recently, the Think Dirty app, which you know, uses a lot of peer review journals and a lot of science to kind of determine what's going on with every ingredient and help people demystify their products. They did a deep review of our products, especially our flagship mascara. And it came in on a scale of 0 to 10, with 0 being clean and 10 being dirty. We're at 0. And I gotta say, I mean, a part of what put me on this quest to create this amazing mascara was when I realized that the top selling mascaras today, like it's no secret, they're in every makeup artist's bag. It's L'Oreal Voluminous and Maybelline Great Lash, released 40 and 50 years ago. So crazy. They were an 8 and a 9 on the clean to dirty scale. And even some of the people that have made huge strides forward toward being clean, like Thrive Cosmetics has a cult following. They've done so much to improve mascara, but they had a 5. So the fact that, you know, we were able to come through with something that got ranked objectively as a 0 when it comes to clean, honestly, it just makes my heart so happy. So
yeah, I'm happy too. And that's why I'm really excited to partner. And, you know, I had even mentioned it to you, like, because a few years ago when I was with Beauty Counter, I guess I still kind of am, there was something that came out about Think Dirty and people thought that they were bought by P&G. And then there were a lot of things that were saved in my app, like Tide laundry detergent and, you know, fabric softener and all the things that were a 10. And when people told me that that's what they used, I would send them that. And then when that came out, when that, I guess that rumor came around, especially in my beauty counter group, we were all experiencing all those things that we saved became NR, like not rated, or they were a one or whatever. But we knew because Tide was one of those products that I used that made my skin itchy and bumpy.
Yeah.
And so I was like, maybe this is true because why are these products now not rated? Sure. But I think what they probably did was, you know, Think Dirty said these are a 10, they have fragrance, but they didn't actually go through any like scientific studies or anything. And so I think
they've come out to say that it was really the fact that in household goods, the standards for ingredients aren't as clear as they are in beauty because the FDA hasn't really, things haven't evolved to that level. And so it's just what you said, you know, they were able to see some ingredients and raise alerts on those, but then, you know, people came along and said, hey, hold on, you got to look at the big picture. And Think Dirty just said, hey, we've got it nailed down with cosmetics. We know how to help people with that. But with some of these other products, unless we're the expert with full science base, like we're going to just make sure that we are clear about what we can and can't grade, you know?
Yeah. So I re-downloaded the app. I gave you guys a review. I'm so excited to see you on there. And that's such a big thing. And congratulations. I really encourage everybody to go check out the Think Dirty app and find My Little Mascara Club on the app and save them and give them a review and check them out. So what's the price point on your mascara? And tell us about the size of the mascara and what was the purpose of that?
For sure. So the mascara starts at $9 on subscription, which is, again, just, I don't know why I get so excited and nerdy about these things, but I do. So it's available, like, you know, it's a really affordable mascara. So it is what we call little. So My Little Mascara Club, it's called that for a reason. So I like to think of it this way, like, I don't know who initially decided that a mascara should be as big as it is, but I legit think they got it wrong. And there's a few data points that can make that real clear. One of them is, you know, I've asked this to a lot of women and always gotten the same answer. Have you ever thrown away a mascara because you pull it out and you're like, oh, it's empty. There's nothing on here. Like, that's not why we throw away a mascara. We throw away a mascara because we open it and suddenly one day it's magically turned dry and clumpy and nasty and gross. And it's unusable for like the fine detail work that we do with lashes. And so women, we actually throw away a lot of mascara. And the smaller size, I mean, it makes sense. It's a wax-based product. Wax, when exposed to air over and over, is just going to get thicker. It's going to get clumpy. Like, it's just, it's like math. It's science, right? So the smaller size is actually really right sized for how long mascara can last. And in addition to that, though, the real reason that I fell in love with it was, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, they came out in sample packs or in gift sets. And again, like, I try and think, who decided that our hand should be over here when we're applying our mascara? Like, it's so much easier when your hand is right by your eye. You have better hand-eye coordination. You can get better angles. Like, it's such a better experience. Like, legit, the other day I was putting on eyeliner and I was like, you know what? I'm going to try putting my eyeliner on with my hand over here. And it was comical. Like, there was no way. My hand had to be right close to get the precision that I wanted. And it's the same kind of concept. And so I doubled down on this concept that I really believe that a smaller mascara is the right size for mascara when I started product development 3 years ago. In late 2020, legit, I saw about a dozen of the major premium brands release their mascara mini for sale. And to me, that's the perfect kind of validation because it just shows that they are also seeing this pull from the market of how many millions of women are like, hold up, cool mascara here. Like, I love it small. So I'm excited.
I love that that's all you offer. You're not going to have this larger one that doesn't make as much sense. And there was a real purpose behind why you made them small instead of, you know, the samples that we get at Sephora and all of that. So on top of it being a zero and super clean, you're cruelty free and vegan.
Of course.
In terms of packaging, we think of mascara as something that it's not like it comes in glass. It comes in mostly plastic. So let's talk about the certified plastic neutral program that you're a part of.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, here's the thing again, like, I care about all of these things from every angle. And that was one that was just really weighing on me because I knew that, like, again, as a wax-based wet substance, I can't use paper. Like, I can't, like, I have to use plastic in order to create a product that women can use and that will work for them. And so, I was really delighted. I did a lot of research and found a really lovely group that goes around the world and just really does a ton of work in all the right places to improve the plastic situation in the world. And as a part of that, it's kind of like we're all familiar with the concept of a carbon neutral footprint. It's the same concept, a plastic neutral footprint. And so we as a company invest in making sure that more plastic is removed from Mother Earth than any of us or our customers through our products and our packaging and everything will ever put in the planet. Because again, it was kind of the best way that I could see to honor what we're trying to accomplish and still give customers a product that really works.
Awesome. So tell us about the plans for the future. What's next for My Little Mascara Club?
Yeah. So, I mean, our business model is just like that of Dollar Shave Club, which is interesting because it hasn't been done in mascara. And if you think about it, almost all subscriptions in makeup are really about curation boxes, right? They're not really about single product refills. But mascara, I would argue, is probably the one product that is perfect for this because it's pretty straightforward. It's like the little workhorse in our cosmetic treasure chest. It just needs to be there. It needs to do a good job. It needs to work well. We don't need like tons of colors. I mean, we tried that in the 80s and it was fun, but it wasn't really a thing that should stick around. Mm-hmm. So having it on replenishment is a really handy thing. One of the other things, I think I mentioned this one time when we chatted, but I just think it's hilarious, is that mascara is apparently a top-selling SKU at CVS and Walgreens. And when you try and reverse engineer what's happening there, it's pretty obvious. Any of us that wear it know that on that magical day when our mascara went bad, we're gonna the next morning at 6 a.m. when we're rushing to get ready, go, oh crap, I still need a new mascara. And this is gonna happen for like 5 days in a row. And we don't go to those two places because we're going shopping. We go there because we're like, that's it, I'm stopping. I gotta pick something up because this is a mess, you know? And so again, mascara on delivery is even more fun from that perspective. So my big goal here is to reach 1 million women by 2025 and to change the way, I like to say change the shape of mascara, because literally we're making it smaller. We did a lot of work around design thinking and deep empathy for the users to create a brush that has the best possible results. Like, you know, really to change what mascara looks like as a product, but then also the way that we buy it and to make sure that every little package we deliver is like obscenely happy and fun, and that women get the opportunity to have a little happier life as a part of being a part of our company. So we're shooting for the moon here.
I love that. And I love that you are creating smaller, and it just sounds like it's more sustainable because it's, you're not wasting that extra mascara and that extra space. So with a subscription, is it a monthly subscription? Is that how often you think you need a new mascara?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We've built all of our products to really last a month with daily use. So people that don't use daily, you know, they'll come up. So we built what we call our mascara concierge. Her name is Phoebe. And she's not real, she's digital. But she will always reach out to check in with people before it renews, because we know how annoying it can be to have a subscription that like loses control, right? And we have a fun thing that I've never seen anyone else do that I really love. And what that is that if you already have a mascara in your purse and in your travel kit and in your gym bag and all the places that it doesn't hurt to have an extra mascara, and you really just feel like you don't need another one shipped this month, then with just a couple clicks, you can choose to donate your mascara instead of receive it. And then we will donate the mascara to a woman in need and match it with another one that we'll donate. And so, you know, just outside of that program, we've already donated thousands of mascara this year to women in need, and we'll continue to do that as we grow more and more. But I think that's kind of a fun little thing, because it's really just, again, it's, you know, right around $10 a month. And so to be able to do something like that and make a difference in another woman's life, I think is pretty fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that you have a BOGO program. So what about the eraser? Let's talk about the reusable mascara remover wipes as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all, I think makeup erasers came on the scene 5 years ago, maybe, right? And they are magical little creatures, because you can actually remove mascara, even like waterproof makeup to a large extent, with just these little pieces of fabric. So, you know, I think there are some stats out there, if you look them up, of how many like millions and millions of pounds of waste are created each year with just makeup eraser or makeup remover wipes. So using a reusable pad is just kind of makes sense, right? And with our flagship mascara, the length and definition formula, that one also, we used a different kind of wax than is typically used. And so it literally will remove with just warm water. and it'll just dissolve in a way that doesn't leave black circles around your eyes. Even though it's like super, super smudge proof while you're wearing it, as you discussed, it also will remove with just water. And so for us, giving people the ability to have kind of a comfortable little tool to be able to do that was just something that was important to me. And the fact that we made in black, that's been a winner, because I think we're all tired of seeing like all of our makeup all over like our wash rags or whatever we're using, you know, so.
I love that. And so you also have an affiliate program, and you are actively always looking for ambassadors, right?
Yes. Okay. I haven't even told you this, but we have the coolest ambassador program launching this month. So basically, I'm a big believer in play. Let me put it that way, right? Like, again, life should have smiles. If it doesn't, then we need to get out there and figure out ways to create them. And so I really want to help people do that. So our ambassador program has all the things that you would expect. It has, like, you know, the opportunity to earn cash for referring people. It has the opportunity to help, if you expand into helping other people sign up, then you get rewarded for some of their participation. It has, you know, the opportunity to earn fun swag and all of these kinds of things. But in addition, there's this whole little world that's launching this month where you can, it's like a game where you can get in there and you can get points for logging in each day. There's things like, we call it a mascara mantra. There's a mantra that we release every morning that you can say while you apply your mascara to get your head in the right space to have a good day. And all of these activities, whether they are, you know, simple day of the week challenges, or whether they are, you know, pay it forward challenges, or some fun little things to get involved in, they all earn points. And those points are redeemable for guided meditations, or, you know, art therapy coloring pages, or gorgeous, gorgeous swag. I mean, if there's one thing that I love, it's creating beauty. And so my team and I are really good at creating, you know, we have gorgeous blankets, we have notebooks, we have water bottles, stickers, like all kinds of fun things that you can earn in this program. And it's really, even if a person's not a customer and they just want to brighten their day, they can participate in this program and earn their prizes and just kind of have fun, like getting themselves uplifted. But if they want to get deeply involved and start, you know, moving up the ladder of the levels to be in our inner circle, then we will like BFF them until they can't take it anymore. So.
Oh, that's awesome. And I really love that you have a pro program as well for professional makeup artists and boutique owners.
It's true. And, you know, I would say we're still putting the finishing touches on that one. And so I would welcome anyone that fits in that realm to reach out to me directly, because I'm committed to creating a program that really rewards people in a way that matters to them and feels really comfortable and good. And so I'm trying to still like discern how I can best serve different types of makeup artists in creating ways for them to be able to have access to our mascara so affordably that they would rather use that than Maybelline Great Lash, which I know most of them are using. Or, you know, to be able to give their clients a little leave behind of mascara as a fun perk, and just trying to find the right ways to make it easy and convenient for them, and then give them the opportunity to whatever level makes sense in their world to also kind of be rewarded for introducing people to our products. So,
yeah, I think product mascara is one of those things that we have to use a spoolie to stay sanitary and use it on our customer, our client. And,
it's true.
You know, I think having a product that we can use on them and pump if we need two or three coats and we are not right. using four or five spoolies, and then it's something we can gift to them. And you know, it helps your brand because now it's in the hands of someone else. And it also can help the artists if they have a couple on hand where they can use them and feel like it's one of the gift items they can give to a client. I love that whenever I have small lip glosses, because I always give them, yeah. I mean, with my program, whenever I do makeup, they usually get a box of product.
That's awesome.
But that's not the same for every artist, right? Like I give them yeah. a clean beauty kit full of all the stuff I used.
I believe that.
But I really think that it is a great product to use. And especially the price point is a great price point. And so, you know, to help with the sanitation issue, to help with the sustainability issue, it's just yeah. like a really great solution. So I love everything you're doing. This is so great. And then just to touch on the formula, because I had asked what yeah. makes this mascara so clean. What are the ingredients that these other clean brands are using that you're not? How did you replace those? Because all the other brands that I've talked to in all this time that I've been having this show, that have had mascara said it's so hard. We haven't found any other alternatives. So what did you do?
I know, it's crazy, right? Well, I mean, some of that is trade secrets, right? So I can't divulge all of our awesomeness. But what I can tell you is, so really, again, we boiled it back down to the simplest thing. Like, what is a mascara's function? It needs to make our lashes look full. It needs to frickin' stick around and not go anywhere and remove like easily, right? So with those being the parameters, and then of course there's like, you know, having a preservative in it that is a safe preservative. And so when you really take it and start looking at things from that perspective, instead of starting with kind of the other end of what is mascara traditionally and how should we alter it, we just went back to, again, it's a principle called design thinking that is often used in software companies and different things like that, where you're really just trying to have deep empathy for the use case and the user and the situation and what the outcome needs to be. And so, you know, even especially in our flagship product, our length and definition formula, the ingredient list is pretty short. We used a different wax than most other mascaras use, and it's plant-based. It's, you know, we didn't use beeswax. There's a lot of controversy around that being vegan or not. And again, for us, it's just, why would we? Why would we go that direction, right? And so we used a plant-based wax that is actually a little firmer, harder wax. And that's what has enabled us to be so incredibly smudge-proof, because it's kind of the trade-off is that it's not as buildable. It goes on a little more wet, but then it seals itself and it's like there, right? So our length and definition formula is that one wholly. Our volume and curl formula is kind of half a more traditional wax, which is still a clean wax, but it's half this special wax. And so that one is more buildable. It's more soft. It's more matte. It's more like fluttery lash type experience. But this one connects with your lashes really well and it stays put. And so again, it was, we used that. We used some nutrient based ingredients that are there to help strengthen the lashes, protect against breakage, prevent moisture loss. Like, so we used just some pretty basic stuff in the middle there to help make sure that everything comes out the right consistency and is nutrients instead of taking away. And then it's really in the preservatives where a lot of things go wrong. And so that was a pretty straightforward decision for us, because there was a huge list of things that we couldn't use and wouldn't use. And so it was a matter of picking what is out there that's the best possible one. And, you know, Whole Foods, again, has helped create some guides that make it pretty obvious where to like start that conversation. And so put it all together, stirred it up, and it worked. Okay, maybe it wasn't that simple, but in essence.
I love it. I like that the brand is very reflective of who you are, like happy and bubbly and nice and pretty and fun. And I really think you did a really good job with this, and I'm really excited to see where you end up. I mean, I what are your goals? Like, are you trying to get your product in next to these other brands at CVS and things like that?
Good question.
Or because you have a subscription, are you really trying to stay just by yourself and that sort of thing?
Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things that I'm kind of open to wherever the path leads us. I see some really natural paths for us to be on the shelf in, fitness clubs, like high-end fitness clubs or resorts or, you know, some of those types of places where having a pocket-sized mascara that's at a reasonable rate and, you know, easy to just jump into, because chances are we've either forgotten it or our travel kit one is suddenly terrible and we didn't remember to replace it. Like, those types of things, I think, make a lot of sense. So small boutique places where people really are loving the quality concept and have the time to kind of really deeply understand how many angles we took in making an excellent product. So those will be our first entry into actual retail on shelves. I think, you know, of course I would love to see our products in Target or in different places that would help us really reach more women with the message. But I'll tell you, my heart is always going to be with our subscribers, because when I put a product on a shelf in Target, I can create a beautiful package and I can put maybe a QR code on it to try and involve them in some of this experience. But when they subscribe on our website, like, I get to send them the most obnoxiously happy little package that they will ever receive. And I get to send them emails that will brighten their day for no particular reason, and texts. And so that'll always be where my main focus will be, but I'm just kind of open to the journey of how the company grows and where it goes.
That's awesome. And you launched fairly recently?
Yeah, in 2020.
Yeah, that's awesome. And also incredible because we were in the midst of a pandemic. We sort of still
tell me about it.
So to have any success so far and to have the kind of press coverage and connections. I mean, you're a go-getter. I mean, we connected, I think, on LinkedIn, right?
We did. That's so random, right? But yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's great.
Obviously, I jokingly called you the queen of clean the other day, but I think it's a pretty fair statement. Like, you've done a lot of things for this category that a lot of, you know, that not too many people have. So
yeah, no, it's been great to partner and I'm excited to continue. I mean, we have to have these at all of our events and our conference. And so I'm really excited to bring you in the Clean Beauty family. It's so exciting.
Thank you.
And you're in Arizona, right? So we'll have to throw an event there at some point.
For sure.
But if you're ever in California, give me a call. And is there anything else? You mentioned earlier that if anyone wants to get in touch with you for the program to reach you directly, do you want to give your personal email or should they go to your website or where can they reach you?
Yeah, no, they can email me directly. I'm fine with that. So it's Christy at mylittlemascaraclub.com. Pretty fancy. And Christy is C-H-R-I-S-T-I-E. So it's probably on the screen if they're looking at it from this perspective. But yeah, email me again. I'm really interested to connect with makeup artists. I have a terrific team. Like, I'm so fortunate to have a really cool team. And so our ambassador program that's launching this month, like anyone that wants to get in on that, I would love to talk to you because it's kind of a ground floor opportunity, which I think is exciting to really be the first to get to spread the word on a product that can do some pretty cool things and is something that we know that most women use. So
that's awesome. I'm just really excited for you and your journey. So thank you so much for coming on the show and being here and showing up on video too, where we're streaming this on Facebook and sharing it over on Instagram. So wherever you guys are, make sure you connect with Christy. She's so sweet. And thank you again for your time and have a great weekend.
Thank you too. Happy Friday.